Welcome to Living Way Church as we are being transformed by the Word of God through another dynamic message. Now join us to hear what God has to say as our service is already in progress.
The title of my message is, It Starts With Faith. It starts with faith. You know, Pastor Vic in the previous weeks before has been, you know, ministering about words of faith and what we can do when we begin to let the faith of God's word invade our hearts and go out there and speak it. You know, we live the life that Jesus did. Jesus spoke with the full measure of faith. That's why with one word they were healed. With one word demons came out. Amen. That's what faith is supposed to look like. Well, I'm trying to get there. I'm not there yet, but we're going to get encouraged in it and we're going to keep growing in it together, right? Amen. How many of you can look back on your lives and remember in your earliest years, you know, go back to the child years when you were 5, 6 years old, maybe even younger than that, and as you begin to see special people and people that you knew, other adults looked up to, you know, athletes, fighter pilots, doctors, professional athletes, Olympians, teachers, princesses, a famous singer, you know, someone far beyond you and greater than you were at where you were at in that moment of your life. And you were just like, man, one day I want to be that. I want to do that. And, you know, I come to tell you that, man, faith was working in your life from the beginning. You know, I know, and God's been showing me in his word that as the message title is, it starts with faith, man. Faith is trying to work and happen in us from the get-go, you know, and it's cool because it's like, you know, I remember, you know, being young, and I think I was like 7 or 8 when Top Gun came out, and man, everywhere I went on my bike, I was Maverick. You know, even though I wasn't up in the sky and I wasn't in an F-16 Tomcat, man, on my bike, I was in that F-16 Tomcat, and I was like, you know what, they're chasing me, you know, Goose, what are we going to do? You know, I had this whole imagination and scenario and vision of something that just wasn't there. But in my heart, in my mind, it was happening. You know, and that scenario plays on. What you remember what it was like being a kid, you know, before when life didn't drown your dreams and your faith and say you couldn't do something more than you were. Amen? You believed it just like I was saying so much that, you know, I didn't just stop with Maverick and being a fire pilot. I wanted to be Michael Jordan. I wanted to be Ken Griffey Jr., so much so, I just didn't say it, that, man, I got out in the court. I got out in the yard, man. I'd be all by myself just chucking a baseball up all day long. You know, hitting, and look, I wasn't just hitting the ball. I was saying to myself, I had the whole game played out. You know, it's the bottom of the ninth. Bases loaded. 2 outs. Baltzel's up to bat. You know, throw it up. Dang it, strike one, okay. you know, and I was there. I was in that moment. And what I'm trying to say is what was working in your heart, you were putting to practice. Faith has action. You know, when that vision's strong in your heart, and you know that's what you want to be, man, you get out there and you start moving and doing some things. I was playing those imaginary games. I was playing like it was the last shot. Good morning, Trey. Love you guys. Thanks for coming in. Got the crossover men in here tonight. Let's give them a hand. You guys that came out from crossover. Got some awesome young men up in there. Warriors, faithful, coming to church. 20-year-olds. Yeah, how we get them 20-year-olds up in the church? Go play basketball with them. The Holy Spirit will heal you in the morning. Thank you, Lord. I want to paint that picture and take you back. Because, you know, the Bible's going to show us that even in the beginning, the Spirit of God was moving in our hearts and trying to let faith lead our lives. We need to be led by faith. We need to live a life of faith, not just say we have faith and believe, but so much so we start putting to practice those things that we know we need to do and be in our heart, in our mind. Amen? You know, I know I'm a man. I didn't want to stop with the men because I got a whole house full of women and daughters. you know, and Faith and Hannah are some singers. And Ella was an Olympian. You know, Ella, it's like Gabby Douglas. Remember when we loved Gabby Douglas and you just in the living room until you broke your arm thinking you were going doing cartwheels and think you were going to be Olympian? Or Faith and Hannah and Courtney and the girls singing. And, man, look now, you know, Pastor Courtney and up. I mean, the girls are in my living room just practicing worship. Man, I still think there's something powerful that's going to happen. By faith, I know there's more, especially when you and Hannah get and Faith get connected and the girls and, you know, just keep singing, doing what you're doing. It was cool to see them put in work and practice before they got to this place. Man, Faith had them preparing. That's what faith will do. It'll get you preparing for what's to come when it's the right faith. Amen. They thought they were Whitney Houston. Man, you should hear Faith sing Whitney Houston, man. That would blow me away. It was neat. And I look back even to, you know, how as a young kid, you know, we wanted to be special people, man. Faith had me working and doing crazy things too, man. Kids are crazy. I was a very crazy kid. I was so crazy, I was telling the young men at Crossover, you know, I don't know where my mom was. You know, I know where the Holy Spirit was. He definitely was with me because I was jumping off the roof with a sheet thinking I could parachute. You know, I thought it would work. I had faith that that thing was going to open up and, you know, we were going to fly. And I didn't break anything, thank God, but I just did radical things. And I see little children with some bravery. I watched my kids very young just have some courage and faith that they were going to make it through some amazing things, especially with the girls doing gymnastics. And like, you think they can really jump off that from that high? I said, well, yeah, I did it and lived. And we've seen faith in action. And you guys remember yourselves with little kids. It's important that we go back because the Bible teaches us, man, that we need to have faith like a child. You want to know how to have faith that pleases God? You got to have it like a child. You got to hit the reset button and go back to, man, where it was just simple. When the cares and the pressures and the worries and the wounds of life, man, didn't make you lose faith. Didn't press your faith down, make you stop having faith. Amen. That's what we want to minister today, and that's what I want to reach and speak to you today. It starts with faith, and that's what I'm trying to paint a picture of this morning. Even as little children, before we got all filled up with the Word of God and had like a biblical faith, man, faith was working in your lives, and I love it because just like I said, the Word's teaching us, and we're going to get to that verse, that we need to have faith like a child, so much so that, you know, the children aren't, especially at that young, they're not reading and studying the Word. They're not memorizing Bible verses. Faith ain't coming by hearing and hearing by the Word of God yet. I want you to see that, man, faith is a part of God's design in us. I believe that faith is a vital organ of the spirit, man. It's a vital organ. Faith, and the Bible's going to show us that. Without faith, you die. You die. You just fold up. You have no hope. You have no vision. And you don't make an impact on the people around you. And that's everything the Lord Jesus gave himself on the cross for us to go be life changers and let faith, just like he did, man, change this world and bring healing and bring hope and bring salvation. But without faith, it's impossible. How do I know that? Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it's impossible to please God, for he that comes to God must believe that he is. And he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Can I get a witness on that one? Amen. Amen. Well, my first verse I want to start with is Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1. It says, therefore, be imitators of God as what? Dear adults? No. How do we imitate God? As dear children. Scarlett, can you come up here? Come here. Come here, honey. Come see Papa. It's all right. Come on. Come on. Ouch. Oh, man. As dear children. Sweet and innocent. She just knows where she needs to be. Next to her papa. Amen. You go sit with Courtney. Go on. Innocent, untouched. Be imitators of God as what? Dear children. Speaks for itself. Let's get back. It starts with faith. Amen. Let's look at Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 through 5. It says, at that time, the disciples came to Jesus saying, who then is greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Man, that sounds like a grown-up statement, don't it? Grown-up question, I mean. Who then's the greatest? I hear that argument a lot. It's not LeBron. Hey, it ain't Michael Jordan. And it's hard for me to say this. It ain't Zion. You know, the real greatest ain't a goat. It's a lamb. Amen. Let's just get that settled. He's the real greatest is the lion of Judah, the lamb of God who was slain for the sin of the world. Amen. Not no basketball player, not no billionaire, not no intellectual. Man's wisdom is foolishness to God. Forgive us, Lord, for being foolish. I get guilty. I've been caught up in them conversations. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus saying, who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Then Jesus said and called a little child to him, just like we had Scarlett come up, a little innocent, beautiful child. Isn't that awesome? The conversation, you're thinking, you know, ultimate warrior and these famous people. And no, Jesus says, hey, you, come here, sweetie. Brings up a sweet and innocent little child. Set him in the midst of them and said, assuredly, I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as a child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives a little child like this in my name receives me. Man, you want to do something great? You want to be great? I know I did. I knew early from the get-go, I had faith. Even when I was a child, I knew God was going to use me to do something great. My picture and view of it was a little distorted. I had my vision on the wrong people. You know, the wrong sport or this or that. It was Jesus. But I wanted to be great. And God's getting me there and he's getting you there. Why? Because it starts with faith. It starts with faith. Faith as one of these dear little children. Amen. We're going to get there, amen. Say, we're going to get there. Fill me with faith, Lord. Amen. Says, therefore, whoever humbles himself as little children is the greatest in heaven. Whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me. It's important to love your children and be kind and tenderhearted to them. Why? Because when you do it, especially when you teach them up in the way of the Lord, man, you're doing it unto the Lord. You're honoring the Lord. You're giving to the Lord. That's why we got to raise up this next generation in faith. Amen? Amen. So we ourselves got to get converted. And the Lord was dealing with me. You know, we get so caught up being adults and doing adulting and being grown-ups and pay this bill and got to be here and got to do this that, man, I think I'm a little different than a lot. I'm pretty good at being a child and and still playing and having some good habits. But it's not just going out and having fun and being a kid that way. It's changing your heart and your mindset and humbling yourself as a little child. How does a child humble himself? Man, they submit. They know what dad knows, says is what goes and what's right. And mom, you know, when they're young, they know. They submit and they humble themselves and they listen for the most part. And then they hit two, you know. So it's important that we get converted. Let's go back. Let it start with faith. Let's understand what faith God wants. Why? Because it pleases him. And let's get converted and go back to the simple ways and start simple. Don't let life, man, drown faith out and press it down and cause you to lose hope. Amen. Mark chapter 10, verse 15. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it. Amen. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it. The Bible's painting a clear picture, and Jesus set it up in a way that I know we're supposed to get converted back to little children with childlike faith. Why? Because John 3:3. Most assuredly, I say to you this, unless a man is born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. Why? We got to get born again. Because we got to get back to being children. We got to dump off all that life and all them wounds and scars and fears and adversity that stopped us having faith and reckless abandon and love and just radical, awesome faith for God. Amen. That's the faith I want to have, and I had it when I was a kid. I want to keep on walking in it, and the Lord's teaching me how, and we're changing lives doing it. Amen. Kingdom life starts with faith. Kingdom life. Jesus himself said we need childlike faith to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And the kingdom's greatness only comes from childlike, pure in heart, fearless, trusting, hopeful faith. Why childlike faith and not grown-up-like faith? We've been discussing that. Childlike faith is untainted. Grown-up faith is stained. It's hardened, calloused. But guess what? This is awesome. Don't lose hope because the Lord's encouraging us this morning. But the Lord God Almighty, who is rich in mercy, never failing, and the Father of all restoration, made a way, just as I was saying. He brought Jesus into the picture. You know, it's kind of like it is now. Even back then, there was a lot of religious adults trying to do God, trying to say this is the way. And here Jesus shows up on the scene, sweeping up the little children, and then living like them and honoring them, just loving, living free and wild, camping, and just being a man of faith in the simplest way and changing lives. And like I said, it's why we got to get born again. That's why it's so important that we surrender our hearts, humble ourselves as little dear children, and say, you know what, Abba, I need you. I know I'm an adult. I know I got to lead this crew at work and serve these people at this restaurant or, you know, get things made for the kids at home. You know, life, it hits you. But he's just saying, start first with me. Start first with me. Surrender your hearts. And come back to me as dear children. Amen. And the God of all restoration will heal those wounds, fix those scars, and resurrect faith back in you so you can start believing again who you are in Christ and doing the things that Christ called you to do. Amen. Not just in the church house, every single where you go. Amen. I want to go to Hebrews 11:1, of course. You know, a lot of this is a little bit of overview of, you know, what Pastor Vic has been teaching. I'm just coming and supporting Pastor Vic. You know, Pastor Vic is being used by God to teach us and teaching me. And, you know, it's kind of like the Gospels, right? It's not, you know, the New Testament isn't just Matthew. It's Matthew. It's Mark. It's Luke. It's John, it's Courtney, it's Joshua, it's Ricky, it's Phil, Pastor Jim, it's Dawn, Teresa, all these different people that are walking close with Jesus and giving a different perspective and view of how God's moving in their life. I'm preaching the same gospel, but we're different people with different areas of influence. And when God is moving in your heart and you're humbled as a little child moving in faith, you got a cool story to tell. Amen. And Hebrews 11:1 honors those people. You know, I heard it said like this, Hebrews 11, chapter 11 is the hall of faith. Amen. That's because there's a lot of, as we're going to get into it, amazing people that walked it out with the right faith that pleased God. They made it in the book. Amen. I want to make it in the book. The Lamb's book. The Lamb's book of life, written forever. with the Lord. That's what we're here for, and that's what he wants. But you got to get in the race. It starts with faith, amen? Hebrews 11, 1. I want to start not at 1. And I, well, you know what? Yes. I got to catch up with my notes. Hebrews 11, 1 starts with what faith is. It's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And it's no coincidence that Hebrews 11, 1 starts out with faith. It starts by faith. Hebrews 11, 4 starts out with our first, one of our first examples. I mean, as I'm saying, it starts with faith. Hebrews 11, 4 starts with who? Abel. Abel. I mean, right from the get-go of the Bible, we didn't have to get, you know, to the middle of the Bible before we start hearing about faith and seeing God move in people's lives through faith. And this, you know, I've read this over and over, but as, you know, God was preparing me for this word, he began to open my heart and mind to some things I'd never seen before. And that's, I'm just going to put a plug in there. That's why you keep reading the Bible over and over again. Man, it's deep. It's simple. But once you get that simple thing, he's going to take you to the next level. It's worth reading it over and over and over again. So I take OSL over and over and over again because it keeps bringing a new move and revelation of God's word in my heart. Amen. I'm putting a plug in for OSL. We only had like one person, two people, three people in there that signed up. We need to get that thing big again. OSL is just deeper than learning God's word together, man. It's fellowshipping together. It's us encouraging each other. Sometimes, you know, you can't just get faithful on your own. You need help. You need the body. You need family. And how much better to get in God's word and rightly divide it and dig into that thing together and then give testimonies. Man, OSL is powerful. I would not be the man that I am if it wasn't for OSL, which is Operation Solid Life. It's our discipleship program. It's important that your ministry has a discipleship program. Why? Because Matthew 28, go therefore into all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and what? Make disciples. The Lord told us to. So we need to stay faithful and busy with that. Amen. OSL. Abel. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained a witness that was righteous. God testifying of his gifts, and through it, being dead, is still speaking. We're still talking about what Abel did. Here's what God showed me about Abel I never seen before. Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. And we're at the, that was the first children of the Bible, Cain and Abel. They didn't even get a good word on tithe and offering yet. You hear me? That's faith. He didn't have, Abel didn't have to be told what to do. He didn't have to be told to give the first fruits of all of his increase and the best portion. He just did it. He did it. He stepped out and gave God his best. That is faith. That's why he made it to the book and we're talking about him. That's important. Give your best, not just in tithe, in everything you do. That's faith. That's faithful. How about Noah? Right? Noah's in this hall of faith. Noah's story is crazy. We were talking about this at Crossover last night. You know, God gives a man a word in the Middle East, the driest place on the face of the earth. Some faith was working in Noah's life, let me tell you. Because you got to let the word come alive to you. You got to get yourself there. And as I read and study the Bible, I'm there. I'm like, man, God's telling Noah to build the biggest boat the face of the earth has ever seen in the driest place of earth. One of the driest places of earth that we have. And then put, this boat was like 3 football fields long, 1 football field wide. And he's going to put 8 people in there. And all the animals, they didn't know that. I don't think Noah understood that all the way either until they all showed up. But, man, Noah honored and listened and trusted and obeyed God. Faith. Faith. The beginning of the Bible, and our lives are starting out with faith. Man, we would not be here if it wasn't for Noah's faith. Amen? He started the whole thing over. Praise God. And then guess what? God backed up Hebrews 11:6. He diligently rewarded Noah blessed them. Blessed them with dominion and reign over all the earth, over all the animals. Pretty cool, huh? How do I know that? How I know that's true? Just say, well, how else can a man jump in there with the lion and teach it to sit and jump through a hoop and tell a elephant, you know, to get on this little cone? Who ever been to the zoo before? Man, I begin to see those things. I'm like, man, the Bible must be true. That don't make no sense. That don't make no sense. That's faith at work. I'm going to stand in front of this lion. I'm going to stand in front of this 5,000-pound elephant and get up. That's faith. That's real. That is faith. No, he said he gave them. So that, don't be scared of the animals unless you ain't got no faith. I wouldn't recommend doing that. And it's super cool. I've been blessed. I do heat and air conditioning for a living, and I've gotten blessed to do some jobs at the Michigan City Zoo in the lion's cage. And I've had an opportunity. I've been literally like 3 foot from the lion, and the Lord's telling me not to say everything that I'm going to say. But I've been close to the lion. We'll just leave it at that, and to stand before an animal of that awesome power, and to know that, man, just like God said to Noah, and I see it. I seen the trainer at the zoo, you know, work with the animal. It, man, it's revelation. God's word is real, and especially when we have faith. When you have faith, you can stand next to the lion, the right lion. Amen? That lion of Judah. Hebrews 11:8. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which would receive an inheritance. And when he went out, not knowing where he was going, by faith he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the cities of whose foundations, I mess it up, for he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builders and maker was God. Amen. Abraham, like many of you here, makes me think of Ricky. You know, he heard a word from God. He knew he had to get away from the place that was killing his faith. He trusted God. He went to an unknown place, knowing God would provide something better for him. And Abraham honored the Lord and became the father of faith. And like I said, it reminded me of Ricky. You know, I'm real close with Ricky, Pastor Vic's son-in-law, Brittany's husband. You know, and that's what Ricky did, man. Ricky came here almost 10 years ago to get away. God moved in his heart. He left El Paso, Texas. That's a long place away. And came to Michigan City, Indiana with 3 feet of snow. I love that. Hallelujah. And the Lord loves you. That's why he got rid of it in less than a week almost. He knew I wanted it. He knew you didn't. But Ricky came here, man, seeking God. And, man, God knew what he was doing. He brought him to Pastor Vic, brought him to Pastor Jim. Ricky just came up in here just because the door was open. I think that's what it was. Sounds familiar. Ask and you'll receive. Seek and you'll find. Knock and it'll be open. He didn't even have to knock. It was already open. Yep. Literally, yeah. He tried to go somewhere else. The doors were locked. That was divine. And you know, look at Ricky's life now. I love Ricky Vela. I want to honor him. He is a sweet and a wonderful man, a loving father. Ricky's dad left him when he was very little. And Ricky is raising up his kids in the Word of God, in the church, faithful, ministering. He was ministering at Crossover a couple weeks ago, preaching God's Word, giving his testimony. It's like Abraham, changing lives and building a new generation in righteousness, amen, with faith. It takes faith to take a leap and get out the boat and drive all the way to 3 feet of snow, amen. Also, man, reminds me of another brother of mine, just radical faith like Abraham. You know, Abraham started a movement. My brother, Chris Goodacre. Anybody knows Chris Goodacre up in here? Chris Goodacre. I think he's an angel. I really do. because he acts like one and he loves like one and he listens to God like one. His brother took his four-year-old son, his infant son, I don't know how many months old, and his wife, packed up everything. And he'd been telling me. And me and him had been in communication for a minute and said, I think God's telling me to go to, not 3 feet of snow, about 15 foot of snow, Alaska. And everybody around him, a lot of people. And I know there was people, trusting in God and loving Chris's heart. And I was one of them. I knew Chris's heart because he was telling me, he's like, God's calling me to Alaska, Josh. And my mind wanted to get rational and logical, and I didn't let it. And I praise God because the Holy Spirit shut me up, and I didn't say nothing. And I didn't say, Chris, you got your son's an infant. You're going to drive clear across America in a truck you don't even have yet? He didn't even have the vehicle to get there. But God, amen. And Chris has been in Alaska now for, I don't know, probably 6 months. Just called me the other day, man. God, man, I just got to give you a testimony, Josh. Like, you know how Chris is. He's always excited, and the testimony of what God's doing is always on his lips. And he just encouraged me, and, man, Don was sitting there with me, and he's like, man, he's a security guard at Walmart. Praise God. That's so the Lord. That's so the Holy Spirit. Of all people that need to be a security guard in the right way, it's Chris Goodacre. Because you know what he's doing up in there. My brother Chris is operating in faith and ministering the gospel. He says, Josh, I got this testimony where I was working, and, you know, this homeless lady was up in Walmart, and she was acting crazy, and something was wrong. And, man, they just, you know, one of the managers came, and they just grabbed her, and they threw her out. And I just couldn't take it. I knew she needed help. So I threw her in my car, and I drove her home. And then, you know, me and Aretha, we got her some soup, and she's doing good. You know, we're helping her. And I'm crying. You know, I'm crying on the phone because that's amazing. That's what faith will do. God loves that homeless woman so much. He took one of my best brothers that encourages me all the time. He didn't stop doing it because he calls me all the time, all the way there, to go rescue that woman from people that didn't have faith. They just wanted to run the business. And they put her in Chris Goodacre's house, and he loved her. I know he was praying for her and feeding her. And he's like, man, I got up this morning, and she left. I got to go find her. So he's like, I got to go find her. That's childlike faith. That's how kids are. They don't think about all that other stuff. I got to go find her. That's my friend. I think I heard it in the Bible. It said he'll leave the 99 just to go get the one. Didn't the Bible say that? Chris is going to be in that book. And I know a lot of you are too. I pray every one of you in Jesus' name. No. He'll find her. Alaska ain't that big, and it's really cold in the wilderness, so they all kind of flock to the cities. I think he'll, and Chris gets busy. He's looking. He ain't waiting for him to come to him. He's out there looking for the lost. Amen. We need some faithful women, and they're there. I want to talk about Sarah, Hebrews 11:11. Because it ain't just the men that are faithful. I know some faithful women. I'm looking at one right now. By faith, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. When you get around some faithful people or you serve a faithful God, then it ignites your faith, and you can receive some miraculous things like a child at 99 years old. Amen? Amen? Or when everybody counted you out because you made some mistakes and you didn't think you were who you were supposed to be, but somebody faithful didn't give up on you. We're here now. Faithful women. I love this one. This one's special right here. This one's special right here. Powerful. It says in Hebrews 11:31, it says, by faith, Rahab did not perish. By faith, Rahab did not perish. I think I left something out. I left something out, didn't I? The Lord didn't leave it out. It didn't shame him. He's proud of his daughters, no matter where they've been. By faith, the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe when she had received the spies with peace. The Lord sent the spies. Was it Caleb and Joshua? And to search out the land. And they were going into the enemy's camp. But by faith, they weren't scared. They got up in there. They got up in there. And guess what happened? They got filled with faith. Joshua and Caleb did. I know they did. They made it into the promised land. And they didn't go there alone, did they? They took somebody with them. A Gentile harlot. I think God loves everybody. John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. Don't ever let that verse get old. Never. Never. Amen. God's got some faithful women. God's got some faithful women up in LWC, let me tell you. I ain't naming names because I don't want to leave none of them out, but there are some women up in here that have got me here. Takes a village to raise a child with the right faith. Amen? Sorry for acting like one sometimes. Thank you. Understanding faith. It starts with faith, but once we get started with faith, what time is it? I just kept going. I got all I could for the Lord because it's been a while. I didn't want to run out. And don't worry, we got a lot. I don't want to steal your time. Pastor Vic was adamant about that. He loves you and he cares about what you do with your lives. It ain't that Pastor Vic's in a hurry to get out of here. Pastor Vic's in a hurry for you to get filled with his word and get busy and love each other and be together as families. Amen? And he's led by the Spirit. If we need to stay a little longer, he'll keep us here. Amen? Love Pastor Vic. Understanding faith. I was saying it earlier. I said that faith, the Holy Spirit was showing me this, that faith is like a vital organ of the spiritual man. You cannot enter into the kingdom without it. You can't live in relationship with God without it. It's vital. That's why Hebrews 11:6 says it's impossible to please God without faith. Man, that's what's needed in a relationship, is pleasing each other, and pleasing each other the right way, not selfishly, but with faith. Humbling yourselves as dear children. Not selfishly doing what you feel like you need to do, but humbling yourself as little children, having faith in the one who's closest to you. Amen? Faith is not a member of the fleshly man or the carnal man. The carnal man dominated by his senses. The lost and unsaved, I was one of them, had faith. But just like I said earlier when I started in the beginning of the message, my faith was all in the wrong places. It was misused. It was looking for that hero. It was looking for that savior. I thought maybe it was supposed to be me. I knew I was supposed to be great. But no, that my faith needed to be placed in the right one, in the Son, in the Father, in the Spirit, the three in one. Draw near it. Don't mind. Just kidding. Not kidding. I was starting to rap. Now you didn't catch that, but it comes out sometimes. As I was saying earlier, that's why we need to get born again and baptized, because the spirit man has to come alive and lead and bring true life. You know, the face like the heart, you know. Corinthians says, and now abide faith, hope, and love. I think these are like the vital organs of the spirit man. Faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these is which? Love. But it said abide. It says love's the greatest, but abide. Faith, hope, and love. We need all three of them operating in the life of the spirit man. Led by love. Because faith will get misused. Hope will die. Hope is, God showed me this in the past, hope is faith with patience. But hope is confidence and assurance in what's there in the future that you can't see. You know, hope will cause you to stay focused, to endure, and be excited that there's something good to come. Amen. Understanding faith. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 3, verses 16 through 19. It says that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory. There's only one who's got riches and glory, if you're wondering who he was, and he's capitalized. To be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man. There's an inner man. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. That you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, the length, and the depth, and the height, to know the love of Christ, which passes all knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. All the fullness of the God is His Spirit, and its faith, and its hope, and its love. It helps us to understand that, man, Jesus is the Messiah. He's here. He came. He fulfilled the prophecy. He makes sense in my heart, not in my flesh, in the inner man. Amen? Amen? So we can be in this world and not of it, walking by faith and not by sight, not sitting by faith, right? Walking by faith, moving, declaring God's word, doing God's works. Amen? Amen. Understanding faith. Starts with faith. Now we need to understand faith, how to walk in faith. It says, faith is a lens. This is what I wrote down. Faith is a lens or a way the spirit man or woman processes what we see, hear, or... No. I was flowing there for a minute. Let me reset. It says, faith is a lens or the way the spirit man or woman processes what we see or hear in the natural world, also in the supernatural. This is good. Let me say it again. It says, faith is the lens or the way the spirit man or woman processes what we see or hear in the natural, also the supernatural. Eyes of faith. Ears of faith. We're going to go there. Check this out. Says Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. It says, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made by the things which are visible. Faith caused them to see and comprehend that, man, this stuff is amazing. The Grand Canyon, Niagara Falls, your beautiful faces. Something more than big boom. And now we're all here, made this. Faith opens up the eyes of our heart and the ears of our heart. Amen? Amen. Romans chapter 1, verse 20, one of my favorite verses of all times. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, so they are without excuse, even his eternal power and Godhead. Said a little backwards, but it's there. Faith, man, and I love it because the deer hunters and, you know, people like that, when we get out and, you know, I'm not a big deer hunter, but I like deer and I've hunted deer. You know, there's a faith thing that causes you to see something more than normal people see. I could be driving down the road at 60 miles per hour. You see it? You see it, hon? What? In the woods, about 40 yards back, behind 67 trees. I've seen a buck. You know, where all the branches were. You sure those were antlers? Faith will cause you to see things that other people just don't see. Amen? The carnal man is dominated by his senses. He processes what he sees, hears, through the lens of logic or his intelligence produced by the knowledge of what he's learned without God. That's how the natural man processes things. That's why he don't see what we see. You know, that's why he ain't staring into the heavens, seeing more than just the clouds. Man, I've been looking up in there, I see my heavenly Father. Kind of like Stephen, right? Brother was getting beat down and persecuted. They killed him. And the whole time he's just looking up. It was the one time in the Bible I heard somebody say this crazy, that he's seen Jesus standing at the right hand of his Father. Man, faith caused Stephen to endure that. Not only endure it, he preached the whole Bible. He didn't just give a sermon. He before all those religious teachers and powerful people, Stephen preached the Bible and preached Jesus. No, he knew what was coming, but it didn't. Faith had him radical. He didn't care. I want Jesus to stand and see me doing things that fear tries to stop us from doing. Because fear is the opposite of faith. If the Lord has faith, the devil's got fear. The devil's got fear. Faith is the hope, the substance, the confidence of things hoped for. Man, fear is the dread and the worry of things to come. So you don't even want to try. Stops you, locks you up, makes excuses. That wasn't Jesus. That wasn't Stephen. That ain't Chris Goodacre. That ain't Ricky Vela. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You know, man, and I've been there. I'm not dogging the lost or the intellectual. I know some wonderful intellectual people. Shoot, Paul was one of them. Paul knew some things before he knew Jesus. And then guess what happened? Faith, and the Lord opened the eyes of his heart and took everything he knew and changed our lives with it. Paul had an impact on our lives. He wrote a lot of the Bible. 1 Corinthians 3:19, but the reality of it is, for the wisdom of this world is foolishness to God. As he says, the scripture says, he traps the wise in the snare of their own cleverness. Man's wisdom, man's intellect and logic and rationalizations, they're not faith. They're trying to figure out everything without God involved in it. And they take his ways and his wisdoms and use it, take his name off of it. Amen? You hear people teaching the Bible and not naming the verse or scripture and giving God glory for it. Lord, save them. In Jesus' name. Amen? Save me. Thank you. Thank you. I said a lot of foolish things before the Lord captured my heart. I ain't mad at them. They're just lost. Go love them. Go be faithful. Tell them, say this, I know a different way. Say this, say, I know the way, the truth, and the life. There's only one way to the Father. Amen? Starts with faith. Once we get started with faith, we need wisdom with our faith. God's wisdom. Because why? You start walking in faith and doing things that the world don't make sense to the world and people's lives are getting changed. The enemy, he's just going to sit back and watch it happen, right? No, he's going to watch it happen because we're going to keep on doing it. But he's coming. The enemy's attacking faithful people. That's why you got some hard things going on in your life. But don't lose heart. Read James. But the testing of your faith produces patience. Amen? Your faith is going to get tested. And that's how you know you're walking in faith. unless you're just blatantly out there sinning and rebelling against God. But if you're trying and you're seeking and you're searching the Lord, man, faith is at work in you. And the devil's trying to work on you to get rid of that word, parable of the seed and the sower. Man, your faith is going to get tested. But you got to have wisdom and understanding, knowing that's what's happening and knowing how to use your faith in the right way. And don't let the enemy, because he wants to get in there, pervert it. Remember, he wants to turn faith into fear and stop you. This one's important. A lot of you know it. Who can quote Romans chapter 10, verse 17? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. To have the right faith, to know how to use your faith and have wisdom in faith, we need to be all up in God's word, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. And we need to hear from God. God was showing me this, and I was one of them. You know, a lot of people, and I did it too. I read the Bible when I was young, or I got taken to church, and I heard God's word. I heard it several times. But faith didn't arise and come alive in me. And that happens to a lot of us. Like I said, it's important. Go to Mark and read the parable of the seed and sower. There's a lot of revelation in there. I almost was going to go there, but the Lord told me not to. But, man, I encourage you to read that, because faith comes by hearing. You know, we have faith. We have faith. Remember, it starts with faith. It's in us. It's who we are. It's God's design in us. But to have the right faith, and faith with wisdom and accurately directed faith, it's got to come by hearing. Or I must say even like this, it's got to come alive by hearing. Faith comes alive by hearing. That's why we got to get what? Born again. We need to come to life in the Spirit, so that faith, they got, like I was saying before, got calloused and hardened and covered over with sin and the curse, and will start to get misused or not used, can come alive. And the way it comes alive is by hearing. Now, as I said, I heard the word of God, and faith didn't seem to arise, but guess what? Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It will not return void, but it will accomplish what I please and prosper in the thing for which I sent it. I know that's true. I stand here before you today to testify of it. Because when I got drugged to church and people were preaching at me and saying this, and I decided to pick up the Bible and read something in there, I didn't see what the seed of faith was doing in my heart. Amen. So I want to encourage some people in here today. You might think you're not getting, you know, some powerful revelation of God yet. I pray the spirit of wisdom and revelation over you right now in the name of Jesus. So God starts to do that in your heart, and you start to understand his word in a way that you get excited with some childlike faith. Start doing some supernatural things. Faith comes alive by hearing. And hearing God's voice comes by the word of God. It's like this. It's funny, because I was thinking about this. I've been reading the Bible for a long time, and I've been doing OSL for a long time. And OSL, man, a big practice in OSL is praying out loud, you know, meditating on the word of God, which is to sit there and go, no. It's to take God's word and ponder by speaking. Man, was I doing that this week with God's word. Such a short verse, but man, God had me stopped right here. And I know this verse. It's one of the easiest ones to memorize, and it's powerful. But yet, faith comes by hearing. Hearing comes by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, but hearing comes by the word of God. Faith is coming. It's coming by hearing. That's why I heard it. I heard the Holy Spirit say it comes alive. It resurrects. It starts happening by hearing. And hearing comes by God. I got into a thing of reading the word out loud, but I'll be honest with you. When I read the word silently, I hear God better. I can hear, I hear him speak in the inner man. That's real. I know I've heard some people say, you know, I heard the audible voice of God speak to me. I don't doubt that one bit. It happened in the Bible. It hasn't happened to me yet. But man, I hear God speak to my inner man. And when I read God's word, and I read God's word and I meditate on it, I start, you know, just like you hear things in your mind. In the quiet place in your room, when you're all alone, sometimes even when you're around people, you hear things coming in. That's the spiritual realm. This is kind of like, heard brother teach it like this. You know, there's things going on in the invisible. There's communication going on in the invisible right now. Is there a wire attached to the speaker? No. It's cordless. But it's communicating invisible messages and signals to that speaker and then bringing it aloud to audible to you. But that's, it's like that when you're reading God's word. It's like I got this wireless microphone from God, and as I'm reading, faith is coming by hearing, and my hearing's coming by the word of God. I'm reading God's scriptures, and I start hearing in my heart, you know, in my mind, what God's saying to me. He starts talking to me. And guess what happens? You start doing it more. So that voice starts to get familiar. You know who's talking. And I want to encourage you this too. I like going in the Bible and going to where God is talking to the people. There's a lot of stuff in the Bible where people are communicating with people, but I like to look up those scriptures where thus says the Lord. I want to hear how my Father was talking to his people. So I can recognize when he's talking to me. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. As I am reading that word and meditating on it, all of a sudden I start hearing Father's voice clearly. It's like this, Joshua. This is what I'm saying. I'll hear that. I'll hear him speak to me like that. It's powerful. It's not audible, but it's just as clear. I heard it said in the Bible like this. He speaks in a still, soft voice. So you got to get quiet. You got to get in the right place. So you can hear. You got to get close. What's that? Proverbs 4, incline your ears. Or Proverbs 3, lift your heart. I might be messing that up. Pastor Jim knows his Bible crazy. Proverbs 4, what's it say, hon? Incline your ears to my sayings. Yeah. Don't just listen to them. Keep them in your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. How do we do that? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. That's a simple, super powerful, super deep verse, man. Learn it. Because God will give you some good revelation in there. Faith comes alive by hearing, and hearing comes alive by God's word. I just want you guys to hear and know how God's working in my life. And, you know, I'm not Abraham or Noah or anybody like that, but I've seen God do some amazing things in my life, and he's still doing them. And I know it's because I honor and listen to what his word says. And I'm not keeping it a secret. He didn't either. That's why we got to encourage each other. Teach, man, 10:30. Thank you. I seen the purse strap. My wife was supposed to do the reel me in thing. She didn't. Thank you. Man. Well, I'm excited. I didn't even get all the way through it, but Pastor Vic, I know, is going to partner up with me. It's time to go, you guys. That's what happened. That's how it needs. I've got lost in God's word. I forgot about time. Amen. That's faith. That's what faith will do. No wrap. I'm going to wrap it up. Amen. I love you guys. Thank you for being here with me today, supporting me. As I said before, I would not be here without you. Man, I just read the scriptures. God's word will preach itself. You just get your heart submitted to it. Walk in faith and watch God blow your mind and change this world and the world around you. Amen. I love you guys. Have a blessed week, and thank you for all that you do. And be encouraged. Be strong and of good courage, like it says in Joshua. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. You guys, have a good day. Love you.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope you enjoyed this message. If you are looking for a home church, we would love to see you here at Living Way. Please visit Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. You will find us at 2410 Duneland Beach Drive, Michigan City, Indiana, or view us on the web at myrealchurch.com.